Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Thursday, July 9th. I'm Sarith Hawk. An unincorporated farmworker community in Tulare County finally has a public swimming pool, the first in the town's history.
We want to do this because we want to save lives. We want to teach our children how to swim so they can survive.
A brand new aquatics complex is meeting an important need in Orosi, and why rural communities face increased water safety risks. But first, these headlines. The California City Planning Commission has denied an appeal that challenged an ICE detention center in the city. A report from KERO in Bakersfield says a group of protesters gathered outside the meeting this week. The group, called the Dignity Not Detention Coalition, challenged the city's approval of the ICE facility. They argued that the detention center should require a different land use designation. The planning staff voted 2-1 to deny the appeal. Fairground locations across California could be the future sites of new data centers, including two in the Central Valley. The company Global Stock pitched the idea for at least a dozen locations, mostly in the Bay Area, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. The company has also reportedly been in contact with the Tulare County Fairgrounds and the Kings County Fairgrounds. Global Stack says the data centers would take up a small footprint and provide much-needed revenue as long-term tenants to the fairgrounds. A Fresno family is seeking answers from the county and the sheriff's office. It follows the death of a man who was in custody at the county jail and had attempted to take his own life. KVPR's Israel Cardona Hernandez has the details.
22-year-old Kane Anthony Rubio was found hanging in his cell last month. He was facing charges related to a domestic dispute. Rubio's mother, Crystal Rivas, says she found out about her son's condition from another inmate.
The sheriff didn't talk till the next day.
Rubio was taken to the hospital and was declared brain dead on July 1st and died shortly after. Now, his family is pursuing legal action against Fresno County and the sheriff's office. Denise Castellum is representing them.
We are demanding accountability. We're demanding that the family be provided with answers.
The family filed a government claim, the initial document required before potentially pursuing a federal lawsuit. For KVPR News, I'm Israel Cardona Hernandez.
Travelers have a new option to skip the line at Fresno Yosemite International Airport, the parking lot line. The airport is offering a new contact-free payment system for parking. By downloading and paying through their Metropolis app, vehicles of registered users can be recognized at entry and exit with no need to stop at kiosks or booths.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the members of KVPR. Join at $8 or more per month and access ad-free NPR podcasts through NPR Plus. Give now at kvpr.org/donate.
And now to our main story. As the valley enters a long stretch of triple-digit heat this week, many will escape to pools and local waterways. But there's a danger lurking in the water, a lack of knowledge on how to swim. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates about 4,500 people die every year from unintentional drowning. This is also the leading cause of death for young children up to 4 years old. This health risk is even higher in economically disadvantaged and rural communities, where there is often less access to swimming pools or training. That's the case in places like Orosi, an unincorporated community in Tulare County. The town has never had a swimming pool until now. And as Alice Daniel reports for us, when a pool comes to town, it can change and save lives.
Victor Perez Pacheco.
At the Orosi High School graduation last year, 201 students lined up in rows to walk onto an outdoor stage and receive their diplomas. But one student who should have been there wasn't. 2 years ago, Alejandro Araujo and some of his friends were on a boat at Shaver Lake.
He had a safety vest and he jumped in the water, and the safety vest must have just slipped right out of him and he never came up.
That's Yolanda Valdez. She's the superintendent of the Cutler Orosi Joint School District.
It was the most devastating, awful thing ever. There was an empty chair at graduation and a moment of silence for him.
The district encompasses two neighboring farmworker communities, Cutler and Orosi. Valdez says the fact that so many kids in her district don't know how to swim is a symptom of poverty. But it's something the district is now changing. Thanks to a $1 million grant from Tulare County and other one-time funds, it built a brand new aquatics complex at Orosi High. Starting this summer, kids can take low-cost swim lessons. Valdez says only recently a toddler in Cutler drowned in an above-ground pool.
We want to do this because we want to save lives. We want to teach our children how to swim so they can survive.
All right, boys and girls. All right. Are we ready? Yeah? We ready? Okay.
Lead lifeguard Donovan Castillo talks to a group of young kids sitting on the side of the wading pool. They put their legs out straight and begin kicking.
3, 2, 1, kick, 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 kick,
kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick,
kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick,
kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick,
kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, kick, D-A-R-T-E.
He says being in the water is awesome.
I feel like I'm swimming like in the sky.
He feels like he's swimming in the sky. Parent Luis Ayala sits under the shade watching his 9-year-old son Gael take lessons. Ayala is a truck driver who picks up milk on the dairies and takes it to cheese plants. He says he and other parents are relieved their kids are learning to swim.
That's good they can learn at this age, you know, and it's better because if something happens, they know how to do.
Castillo, the instructor, says he also teaches water safety. Like if a kid is struggling in the pool.
Do you jump in there with them? And we say, no, you don't. A lot of kids will like react and like they want to be heroes, obviously. They want to jump.
But instead, he tells them, stay on land and be a hero.
Grabbing a sturdy tool or like a hose that's already connected to the wall, hand it to them and pull them in.
Diana Moncara oversees the swim program. She says teaching water safety is vital in a community that's close to so much open water.
They go to canals, they go to the lakes, they go to the rivers.
She says the center offers water aerobics, open swim, and lap swim too. Apart from the wading pool, there's a sparkling blue 50 by 25 meter lap pool. And soon, there will be a lifeguard training program. Right now, the lifeguards come from neighboring towns like Reedley and Dinuba.
This was very hard to get lifeguards this year because our community doesn't know how to swim.
One lifeguard drives an hour from Fresno to get here. His name is Luca LaFaro.
I don't know, I just always thought swimming was like, swimming's always been a part of my life. But I was pretty surprised when I heard that this was like the first community pool that was here.
You guys are doing great. And what elementary are you guys from again?
On this afternoon, pool manager Antonio Diaz is teaching swim lessons to first and second graders who are in an after-school program.
Yeah, you guys look ready. You guys are nice and ready. Ready, set.
9-year-old Precious Hernandez kicks her legs in the water and describes what it's like to swim.
It's kind of difficult and it's kind of easy. You just have to keep on practicing.
She's already preparing for a future that involves swimming.
When I grow up, I want to be a lifeguard.
A lifeguard, so she can keep other kids safe and prevent future tragedies. For KVPR News, I'm Alice Daniel.
And Alice Daniel joins me now in the studio to talk a little bit more about her reporting. So nice to see you here, Alice.
You too, Sarith.
So first, I want to thank you for finding this story and bringing it to our attention. It's such an eye-opening issue, you know, that swimming pools, something that we think is so common and part of every community, especially during the hot valley summers here, is, you know, actually not really the case, is it?
No, it's not. According to a Red Cross survey, more than half of the U.S. population lacks basic swimming abilities, and millions are without access to safe places to enter the water. If you look at unincorporated areas in the Central Valley, like Cutler or Rossi, a lot of them don't have public swimming pools, and people sometimes have to drive long distances to find a place where they can take lessons. That's challenging if you're a parent working full time. One child I met at the Arosi High pool told me he loves swimming because he gets to be outside. He said he's typically spent the hot summers just watching TV, staying indoors.
Wow. You know, just the fact that swimming pools are really about access, which can mean a lot of things. And in what you're just speaking about, time to bring their child to the pool even. And that data just sounds really sobering, Alice.
It is. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, approximately 4,500 people in the United States die annually due to unintentional drowning. And drowning is also the leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 4.
Wow. Well, one thing that struck me in your report is that the school superintendent you spoke to in the beginning of your story said that, quote, "The fact that so many kids in her district don't know how to swim is a symptom of poverty." Can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure. One CDC report found that in counties with high overall social vulnerability, which includes such statistics as poverty and lack of access to transportation, fatal drowning rates are about 1.6 times as high as counties with low social vulnerability. And that may be due to such things as reduced access to swimming pools and affordable swimming lessons.
So we've touched on socioeconomic factors, and I know that this has historically been an issue in the Black community as well. How does race or gender factor into this?
Well, Black adolescents are more than 3 times as likely to drown as their white peers. Native American and Alaskan Native young adults are twice as likely to drown as white Americans. 8 in 10 drowning victims in the United States are male. As the superintendent of Cutler Arosi Joint School District said, and I quote, "It's an opportunity gap that our kids don't know how to swim. It's an opportunity gap that they didn't have an aquatics complex." She also made the point that swimming and being able to enjoy the waterways is a quality of life issue.
That's so interesting. And you mentioned in your story that the brand new aquatics complex at Arosi High happened through a major grant. Can you talk about where that came from and how long has that been in the works?
Sure. It was financed through one-time funds and a $1 million grant from Tulare County. The pool complex was actually part of the district's 10-year plan, and it was one of the last projects of that plan. So the district has wanted a pool for a long time. It's been concerned about water safety for years.
And can you touch on why swimming pools in rural communities in particular are so important?
Well, drowning rates are also about 35% higher in rural areas compared to urban areas, according to the CDC. One reason drowning rates are so high is that when a safe place to swim isn't readily available, Americans often enter open waterways, seeking relief from the heat wherever they can. And they might, you know, wade out in shallow water and all of a sudden find themselves in an area where the water gets deep suddenly.
Yeah, and that's so many places here in the Central Valley. And I'm curious, is this an issue in other areas outside of the Valley? What is really the state of swimming pool access in America?
Well, the last serious investment in public pools was during the Great Depression under Roosevelt's New Deal programs. That's according to author Jeff Wiltsey, who wrote a book about the history of swimming pools called Contested Waters. Many of those pools are now gone. In the 1960s, many towns across the South filled or destroyed their public pools rather than allow Black Americans to swim in them. Mm. Northern cities struggled to keep their pools open. They were strapped for resources amid suburbanization and white flight.
Yes, a very troubled history. Independent journalist Alice Daniel, great to have you back in the studio.
Thanks, Sarith.
And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Alice Daniel, Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.